A Florida House panel has approved a measure that would force abortion clinics in the state to adhere to the same licensing standards as surgical centers. As Margie Menzel reports, the proposal also takes aim at taxpayer funding and the donation of or sale of fetal tissue.
State Representative Colleen Burton, a Lakeland Republican and the bill's sponsor, says it's intended to safeguard women's health.
While this particular procedure has an emotional component that many others don't, it is a medical procedure and therefore deserves the same consideration regarding the health of the patient that other procedures get here in the state of Florida.
However, a dozen young women addressed the committee, urging them not to pass the bill. And State Representative David Richardson, a Miami Beach Democrat, pointed to the fact that Florida has the highest rate of HIV infection in the country.
We need to be focusing on other issues that will improve the health care of all the citizens of the state of Florida, rather than taking something like this that creates unreasonable requirements to cut access to something that is absolutely legal.
The House Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee approved the measure on a party line vote of 9-4. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.